Hello and welcome to this episode of AnimeCons TV. I'm Patrick Delahanty and I'm here to talk about two conventions that I visited in one day. It is Wine Country Comic Con and Santa Rosa Toy and Comic Con. I'm standing in front of the Petaluma Veterans Memorial Hall, which is the site of Wine Country Comic Con, and that's the one I checked out first. Now before I start, there's a bit of history between these two conventions. They don't get along well, and I'm pretty sure that this at Wine Country Comic Con was scheduled on the same day as Santa Rosa Toy Con out of spite. Because Santa Rosa Toy Con was scheduled first by like a year. And there's bad history between the two conventions. My first exposure to the history between the two, I was at LumaCon, which I did a report on back in January or February. And somebody came by handing out Wine Country Comic Con, I don't even want to call them flyers, they're like business card pieces of paper. And so at one point I was just standing there looking at this, marveling what a disaster the logo was with its 80s style colors and terrible design. And somebody comes up and says, yeah, that's a scam. They're doing it for charity, but it's not really for charity. And before I could get two words out and, you know, try to follow up and find out, hey, wait, what? What's going on? He walks off. And so I found out later that that was Mike Holbrook, the creator of and chair of the Santa Rosa Toy Con. And so I actually made a very big blog post on fancons.com saying, you know, don't badmouth other conventions, it doesn't make you look good. Well, turns out he might have been right about this, because there were a lot of Facebook groups in the Bay Area talking about cosplay or art, and they were suddenly being spammed for Wine Country Comic Con, saying it's going to be a great event, and it's very suspicious. And there's all these cosplayers that are saying, they're going, well, a friend of mine did a Google search on the image that one of the people promoting it was using, and it turns out to be a Russian cosplayer. So this Frida Avila was totally fake. And they're all a Ukrainian cosplayer named Liza Kotsyakaya. All right. But so Nerd and Ty found out about this. They investigated more, found out a bunch of other Facebook accounts posting about this convention were also fake. They're likely set up by somebody on staff, probably the organizer, Yuriel Brenna. And after the fake was exposed, the account was deleted, which is either an amazing coincidence or a confirmation that it really was fake. And of course, jumping on this opportunity, Mike Holbrook makes sure that everybody in every comment thread gets links to this article on Nerd and Ty saying that these are fake accounts. So he's jumping on the misfortune. He also had a letter from the charity that Wine Country Comic Con planned to donate to, saying they're not affiliated with the convention and asking them to stop using their name. So anyway, there's a whole bunch of drama between these two conventions. It ended up that Wine Country Comic Con took place back in April. They had 17 guest cancellations, at least 17 guest cancellations. And they had a few guests. Stanley's daughter was there, and some local ones. But like Robert Axelrod canceled. Vic Mignogna was there. But yeah, 17 other cancellations. So then they scheduled this one on September 24th, the same day as Santa Rosa Toy Con. What a coincidence! And so this ran from noon to 6 p.m. They promoted it as comics, anime, animation, cosplay, and other great cool stuff that we love. It's very all-encompassing and vague. So when you walk in, it's free admission, so that's good. But you walk in, you'll see a hall that has a few vendors in the middle, and their tables aren't even very full. There's not a lot of merchandise for sale, and for a Comic Con, there's not many comics there. They've got a wall set up at the logo for interviewing cosplayers, and there's a stage at the front, a very nice stage, and there's seating for that for whatever events. They were playing video games on the stage, and they had the people playing the game sitting directly in front of the screen but facing off to the side, so you got their shadow on this. It was not a great setup. There's a giant check up on the stage, but then the far wall was all video games, and it was all Nintendo Wii and Nintendo GameCube playing Smash Brothers. And apparently they were doing a Smash Brothers tournament, and most of the people there were clearly there for the Smash Brothers tournament. It turns out that one of the top ranked Smash Brothers players in the world happens to live in the Petaluma area, and so he was there, and he brought a bunch of his friends. And so they were there to win the $500 cash prize for this Smash Brothers tournament. Spoiler alert, they won. And he was given $500 cash. They also gave $500 to the cosplay winner. But they couldn't have had that much income from the dealers. So combined with the hall rental and the cash prizes, this was clearly not a money-making venture, and I can't help but think that this was done out of spite. It's a low turnout. They had some food that, you know, was, I think, probably brought in from Costco. The guests were all locals, and the website for Wine Country Comic Con sucks. The design is terrible. And they had not much information about this event at all. A lot of it, like the guest page, just said, check our Facebook for all the announcements. So I'm not gonna search through a bunch of Facebook posts just to find a list of who you've got as guests. That's ridiculous. So come on, have a real website. And I had to laugh though, because at the bottom of the website, it says that it was created with heart by Brainna Outreach Strategies, which doesn't really want to make me hire them to make my website, because not a lot of effort put into that, just to say, hey, go look at Facebook instead. Clearly, the organizer loves Facebook, and that's a problem. There was a flyer, or a big poster, made by one of the artist's guests, promoting their next event, which is apparently December 11th in Rohnert Park. I looked up the address they gave, because they didn't list an actual venue name, so I looked up the address, and it appears to be a sports card store. So maybe it was a misprint on the address, but, you know, this was a small event with not many people, but I don't know how they could fit that in a sports card store, so I don't know, I'm going to be keeping an eye on that. Will I go back? No. Nope. So yeah, that's Wine Country Comic Con, and now let's talk about Santa Rosa Toy Con. I had fairly low expectations for that. I thought it would probably be a little bigger than this, because it's been around for 4 years. Actually, now they're the Santa Rosa Toy and Comic Con, because, you know, everybody's going to have Comic Con in their name. And they're at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds. And that's where they've been their whole time, which is a great facility because there's a lot of space there. They actually have fairs. There was one main hall that had the dealers, and there's a lot of dealers, so many more than Wine Country. And the dealers also had a lot more stuff at their tables, and a wide variety of dealers too. Comics, a lot of toys, of course, it's ToyCon. But then, like, even somebody selling things to display cases for your toys or whatever to put on the wall or wherever. They had some fairly well-known guests, including Lex Lang, Veronica Taylor, the original Ash from Pokemon, and Phil Lamar from Futurama, and George McFly from Back to the Future 2 and 3. So the fake George McFly, the guy that was upside down or always blurred out or in the background, and so and a bunch of other guests too. They also had the 501st there, the Rebel Legion, the Mandalorian Mercs, and R2 builders. A lot of food vendors. If you want a popcorn, corn dogs, or anything to eat, there's plenty of options, all vendors from the fairground. I regret not getting a corn dog. The admission to this was $15, and you know, between $15 there and free at Wine Country, I think I'd rather pay $15 because there's so much more. And the guests up at Santa Rosa were, I don't want to say they're better, but they're more plentiful. There's more guests, so a wider variety. And it's clearly the better of the two. The one place that it really disappointed was their video game. Wine Country Comic Con was better with video games than Santa Rosa Toy Con. Santa Rosa Toy Con had a huge hall for video games, but very few systems, and there was hardly anybody there. And so there was just no one. You walk in the room and it's like, oh, that's it. There's nobody there playing or having fun. It's just systems on very large TV. The TVs were better. These TVs were absolutely tiny at Wine Country. And also the Santa Rosa Toy and Comic Con, their website sucks too. They also do a lot of their updates on Facebook and say, I don't remember, the website wasn't updated for quite a while. And you know, it'd be nice to just put a list of guests on there and put directions, registration information, all the essentials. And both of these cons need to pay more attention to their websites. And so that's the Santa Rosa Toy and Comic Con. And I ended up spending more time at the Toy and Comic Con in Santa Rosa. There's so much more to see. A lot more vendors. I bought some stuff there. I got some stickers that were interesting. I got some comics. The Charles Schulz Museum was there with a table promoting their museum that's up in Santa Rosa. And yeah, I had a good time there. So I'd probably go back there next year. I don't know their dates next year. It's usually September, so it's probably around then. As for Wine Country, they're in December. I don't know if they're going to do anything beyond that. I don't know if it's free in December. I'm not even going to bother. You know, I'm going to do some Christmas shopping instead, I guess. Maybe work on the podcast. And so if you were at Wine Country Comic Con or Santa Rosa Toy and Comic Con, we would love to hear from you. You can leave us email at podcast@animecons.tv or call our voicemail line at 762-ADEQUATE. That's 762-233-7828. If you're on staff, if you're one of the attendees, you know, if you want to correct some of the stuff. I know there's a lot of drama between the two, and I don't think it's going to end, which is a shame. You know, just leave each other alone. Because, you know, Mike, Uriel is just digging himself a hole. Uriel, let Mike do his thing. What does it affect you? Whatever. Just don't do it the same day, and you'll have a better con. So, guys, stop fighting. Come on. Anyway, you can also subscribe. Please subscribe to AnimeCons TV. We're on YouTube. There's a little subscribe button. And if you're watching this in the podcast, you can go to animecons.tv/subscribe for tons of subscribe options, whether it's iTunes or Pocket Casts or any of the other ways to watch. Look forward to seeing you next week with another new episode every Monday. See ya.